A Quiet Wonders. Like, for instance, that long, slow, enigmatic final shot in Michael Haneke's film Cachet, in which suddenly we notice, or perhaps we don't, that there's a familiar figure sitting on a flight of steps within the frame. But as far as we know, film made in the digital era is immune to the stresses of the act of watching it. You cannot wear it out. Mould has no desire to colonise it. One day, it will stop looking and sounding new. But it will never look or sound old in the way that a print of a Lumiere film, a Hitchcock film, a Dassin film, a Laurel and Hardy film will look and sound old as it acquires the scars of our interest in it. Nature wants film back, to restore it to its constituent elements, to return it to silver, to camphor, to nitrogen. And nature wants us too. And after that, there'll be time for silence.
The essay was presented by Matthew Sweet and produced by Fiona McLean. And do join Matthew tomorrow afternoon as he presents the first in Radio 3's new showcase of film music series, Sound of Cinema. That's at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's Friday night, it's 11 o'clock. That means it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Hands to the tiller, as it were. This is music distilled in Appalachian coal country from the urban fringes of Cincinnati, looking across the Ohio River to the Kentucky roots of their music. I like the Tillers' own description of themselves as recovering punk rockers. Well, you can continue as well to watch their recovery live. They're going to be bringing that new album, Hand on the Plough, to this side of the water next month. A UK and Ireland tour from Aberdeen to County Cork and points in between. Welcome to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. Tonight, I have some beautifully bluesy twists and turns from Eric Bibb, Tammy Crist and Blind Blake. From Scotland and Finland, reimaginings of national musical institutions as the music of one instrument is borrowed by another. And there are several solo steppings forward, not least live in the studio with me here in Broadcasting House, Chidem Aslan from the band Shikoyuch. Tonight, though, with songs from her own debut album. And how to describe the next band? Well, if ever there was a melting pot, this is the very brew. Boxes and brass and no boundaries imagination. I suppose that's really what's behind the Belgians' Jaune Toujours, always looking for new directions and new collaborations. We heard them last working with Benin's Gangbe Brass Band. But here they are with a new studio album, Roots, the first for a while. But as ever, they have various musical pals on the routes they're taking, including Roma singing sisters Mekyek, and on this track, the Eritrean Samson Okpo playing the Ethiopian five-stringed krar. Their first ever love song too, so they say. Si j'étais toi.
J'étais toi et t'étais moi, on s'aimerait encore, qu'est-ce que tu crois? On rêverait encore de l'autre bord. Plus vert que ça, il n'y a pas. On n'a plus l'âge, l'avantage, mais du regret. On n'en a pas, du regret. On n'aura pas. Ce bourgeois qui est en moi, je ne l'aime pas, mais il est là. La rebelle qui est en elle me va très bien, ça la rend belle. Elle demande pourquoi, on répond pas, elle ne lâche pas, elle hausse la voix, elle monte les gestes, elle lève le bras. La rebelle qui est en toi, il n'y a rien de tel pour moi. Si j'étais toi et t'étais moi, on s'aimerait encore, qu'est-ce que tu crois? On n'a plus l'âge de l'avantage, mais du regret, on n'en a pas, du regret, on n'en a pas. We'll be right back.
music for turning up as far as it'll go. Outrageously good. I really do love that rich, deep, expansive sound on Tammy Crest's new album, Chatma. That desert rock sound, illustrated maybe on the album artwork with images of traditional nomadic garb set up against backgrounds of urban decay. But the real counterpoint for this album is the new sound to the lineup, that of female vocalist Wunu Walit Sidati, taking a lead elsewhere on the album. In fact, the album, Chatma, as a whole, is dedicated to the women of the Tuareg, the sisters. But that song in particular, directed to the brothers, recognising maybe that it's their action or inaction that impacts on their community and that it's the women who endure. A call to stand proud and make things happen. Water floating in a cloud, they say, never slaked a thirst. And remember that Tammy Crest are out on tour in England from the 16th of October, starting at the Sage Gateshead and onwards to Leeds, Whitby, London, Nottingham, Brighton, Bristol and Norwich. Let us know if you're planning on going or if you have something special in the world music line lined up. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3 and give us the hashtag World on 3. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and while it's always good to play these great production numbers like that Tammy Crest album, it's also a very special thing to be able to listen to a recording that really takes you to the heart of a place. And that's what Wayo does. This is recorded in South Sudan, on the outskirts of the capital, Juba, in a village where the whole community are involved in the music. And at the heart of this trance music is the xylophone, the kmanbingo. Amongst all the percussion, the only instrument to lift a melody to the voices. Ramp this one up. In fact, keep the volume up where it's just left off and immerse yourself completely as the musical face-off between the xylophones takes off.
Bye. I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
مكتوب في لغة الأحلام.
Natasha Atlas and Etheric Messages from 2002 with producer Mark Eagleton, and that track also featured fellow trans global muso Larry Whelan on clarinet. It also features on the recent Nascente retrospective of Natasha's work, a double CD collection called Classics and Collaborations, and Natasha will be in session for World on 3 next week. But tonight's guests are right here and now and raring to go live in the studio. Chidem Aslan was born in Istanbul and brought up in a musical family, understanding the interwoven nature of identity and culture at that crossroads point between Europe and Asia, and likewise how it manifests itself in music. We know her well as the lead singer with London band Shikoya, but she's here in her own right tonight with her band and songs from her new album of Rebetika, the songs of an underculture in the early 20th century, harking back to a time when tolerance transcended boundaries. We'll hear more about the context later, but let's have the music first. The first song, Aman Katerina Mu, Oh My Katerina.
Köşedeki lokantalı bir şirlik sahibi, ah Cevriye güzel hanı, çoktan beri esir alını. Aman Cevriye hanım, kuzum Cevriye canım, güzel gözlerin aklımı işvelerin, şarkılı güzel sesin, kestane gözlerin beni dertlere saldı. Σκέφτεται στη φωτιά, αχ Κατερίνα μου γλυκά, και γλυκό τηγανίζει. Αμάν Κατερίνα μου, κούζουν Κατερίνα μου, τα παραπονάκια μου θέλω να σ' ακούω. Μάτια σαν τα κάστανα με βάλαν στα βάσανα, κι όλα από την πόρτα σου θέλω να περνώ. Περίσιο λάδι στη
daramo salata su e salsa e tomata su tu fasi sto Aman Cevriye hanım, kuzum Cevriye canım, güzel gözlerin aklımı başımdan aldı. Ah yok mu işvelerin şarkılı güzel sesin, keslen gözlerin beni dertlere saldı.
Fabulous. Those meatballs on your grill don't sizzle as much as my heart. Fantastic lyrics. Cizem Aslan and her band playing in session for us here on World on 3, and reeling off the menu there as well in duet was Pavlos Melas, part of the band, the guitarist, and joining us for that first duet. Quite saucy, really, that first one.
It is, isn't it?
In more ways than one. Cizem, yes. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
When we hear these songs and the music from your album, Mortissa, I think people, if they weren't familiar with you and your music, they go, oh yeah, we know where that comes from, that's Greek. But it's not really that straightforward, is it?
Not really, you're right. It's the music of the region. For me, it's neither Greek or Turkish. It doesn't belong to nations. It belongs to the area. It's the music of people. Basically, and it originates, it has origins in Anatolia, roots in Anatolia in Turkey, and it developed in Greece. Basically, people who migrated from Turkey after the population exchange, they took their music with them and developed another kind of music genre.
So I suppose that first duet kind of encapsulates everything with yourself, having been born in Turkey, and we have Pavlos here on the other side. Can, for people whose sense of history isn't quite as up to speed as it should be, just tell us about that point in time in 1923, that population exchange, that really traumatic and vast exchange of people. Between Turkey and Greece.
Well, there was a population exchange before and after that year. During those years, like from 1910 onwards, you have a lot of people coming to Greece and settling either in the islands or in Piraeus. And with the Smyrna fire, the phenomenon was kind of maximized. So a lot of people come and settle in Greece, and some of them settle in Piraeus. Now, Piraeus is the port of next to Athens, right?
Athens, yes.
And they become the underworld. Now, the Rebetiko basically was born there. There's this man called the patriarch of Rebetiko, it's called Marcos van Vakaris. When he started writing his first songs, that's when Rebetiko starts, really. And there were songs played on bouzouki, which is the very famous popular Greek instrument, which apparently is a Turkish word. Bouzouki in Turkish means...
Broken down.
Broken down. So Marcos really is the founder of Rebetiko. And then he was obviously followed by a group of musical geniuses who operated, if you like, within the context that they were living in. So they were the underworld. They were playing for pimps and prostitutes. A lot of them were smoking hash. But that didn't make them less musical. In fact, they made this wonderful music that a few years later became a solid part of what was and still is popular music in Greece.
But still with its
roots.
Well, it's difficult to say. You can't really say with Turkish roots, because the exchange happened identifying with religion or rather than specifically
it is
nations, so that it's so fuzzy in so many
was,
areas.
It was well, there were population exchanges or expels from Turkey, encapsulating or including Armenians as well as Greek people. But this 1922 population exchange was specifically for Greeks and Turks.
So yeah, it was religious to a great extent, Muslims and Christian Greeks, Orthodox. But I wouldn't say that Rebetika owes its roots just to one side or the other. It's more like the amalgamation of both, like the Turkish, the Anatolian sound, but also what was then folk music in Greece and what was classical music as well, because there's a strong classical influence in Rebetika as well.
Well, let's hear a little more of that distillation of that end of the Mediterranean. This is one of my favourites off the album. This is Take Me in Your Arms. We'll let you go and get set up for this.
We've got a surprise for you as well.
Oh, really? Yes. Chidem Aslan and the rest of the band, as well as Pavlos. There's Meg Hamilton on violin, Paul Kachenko on double bass, Nikos Mampas on kanun, Vasilis Sarikis on percussion, and Susie Evans on clarinet. And they're singing songs from the album Mortisa. So this is Take Me in Your Arms.
Bakışların pek yaman.
thank you. Two songs for the price of one, a little songbird from a songbird at the end there. Canary, one of the other songs on Mortissa, Chidem Aslan's solo album. Thanks to Chidem and the band playing live here in Broadcasting House for World on 3. More from them in a bit, but I'm going to turn to two members of the Scottish band, Malinky, an award-winning lineup originally fronted by the great singer-songwriter Carine Polwart. Now, when Carine left the band several years ago now, there was much debate as to who would be able to step into those particular shoes. A pretty daunting prospect for any singer, really. But quietly and without a great deal of fuss, a Glasgow lass stepped up and gained a lot of respect for the way she grew into the role. Fiona Hunter has now recorded her debut solo album with a significant input from one of her great partners in crime, the band's fiddler, Mike Vass. Fiona will be showcasing on the Horizon stage at the Womex Expo in Cardiff in a couple of weeks' time, and here from the forthcoming album is one of the songs she'll be performing there. A classic song set in Glasgow of faithful love well rewarded.
As I walked out on a summer evening, a walking down by the buttermeal wall, what did I spy but the bonny lassie, she cherry cheek and a skin like snow. Says I'm a lassie, will you gang with me? I'll glead ye hand fine satins broad. Oh no kind son, I would rather tarry ye, a wee bleacher lass here on Kelvin Hall. Lassie, lassie, ye are hard-hearted, I wish your fair face I never saw, for I will go find another young lassie down by the bleached fields of Kelvin Hall. It's 7 years since I had a sweetheart, and it's 7 more since I did him see. It's 7 more I will wait upon him, if he's alive, he'll be come to me. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye have been faithful. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye have been true. For I'm your young bat and single sailor, once come afar for to wed with you. If you're my young bat and single sailor, your face and features seem strange to me. But 7 years marks great alterations of the regencies between you and me. It's new, this couple, or have we married it? And what on hell is it in them tall? And the sailor lass, they hae come a-drinking to the bleacher lass there on Kelvin Hall. Thank you.
just makes you sit stock still and listen. One of the great works of the classical music of the bagpipe, The Desperate Battle of the Birds, Canon Ian, interpreted there by Barnaby Brown, a fountain of knowledge on all things with a sheepskin bag, and the American fiddler, Bonnie Rideout. This comes from the second volume of a project that's been several years in the distillation between herself and the Scottish musicologist and polymath John Purser, exploring the concept of the fiddle pibroch, a genre that evolved from and developed on its own path from the piping, harping and ultimately vocal origins of the theme and variation form. I'm going to return to that remarkable album, Scotland's Fiddle Pibroch, at the end of tonight's show with a tour de force solo from Bonnie herself. But as we just heard The Battle of the Birds, let's hear from a band now who took the title of that pibroch for their first album a few years back now. And Brepoch's new album maintains the piping connections in the name. The new album is called Urlar, or ground, the traditional term for the theme of a pibroch. Pretty appropriate then that we should play this track from recent World on Three sessioneers Callum McCrimmon, James Duncan McKenzie and their Brepoch pals, proud to play a pipe.
Thank you.
thanks to the South Wooldian Martin Zed tuning in to catch Fiona Hunter's Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Hall, and going on to enjoy the rest of that Scottish sequence there first, tweeting us at BBC Radio 3. Hashtag World on Three. We went from Hebridean heaven and Breipach there to a taste of Arctic paradise. For so the annual recording showcase of Finnish traditional music in all its forms is dubbed. Lavishly packaged as ever in a little hardback CD book. The notes on the current scene in Finland and on the various artists featured are always illuminating. And the collection features familiar names like Vartana opening the whole album and members of the illustrious Järvelä fiddle family from Kaustinen appearing in different places. But that was a duo called Juri and Juri, Juri being the Finnish for roots. The two are Emilia Lahjunen and Eero Grunström reinterpreting the music of Finland's national instrument, the kantele, on fiddle and harmonium. And Eero's instrument here is one of those wonderful wee vintage field organs that packs up into what looks for all the world like a large wooden suitcase. And if it sounded like he was just about to haul it off its feet and just play it like a harmonica, a mouth organ rather than a field organ, well, no surprise, because he's also a member of that unique Finnish quartet, the harmonica quartet Svang. And the Arctic Paradise compilation, gathered together by Music Finland, stresses as well the vitality of the current Finnish folk music scene through a kind of dual strength, solid roots but also fearless experimentation and collaboration. And there can surely be no better example of that than Tanzanian-born Arnold Chiwalala. He's taken the kantele and created his own music, and he calls that Chizentele, a cut and shut of his own name, the Tanzanian stringed zeze, and the kantele itself. And his place in Finnish music would appear to be assured, having been dubbed the Black Väinämöinen, after the legendary character in the Kalevala, credited with the creation of the instrument.
Kusubiri we, ukifika kwenye tatu, ni kwenye Lombalia, Solman in Kevandun Tatulunyoti. Kulubalia, Kasi Lombalia, Solman in Kevandun Tatuluna. Nani Bali, Gosi Bali, Molfia, Mamulum Tulumbali. Baimunale kina musole nani bali gusi bali bolsi ata imamulum tulumbali. Bali, Nani Bali, Waye, Bolsia, Taima, Mulum, Turumbali.
a bit of a surprise end to the new album from New York bluesman Eric Bibb. It shouldn't really be, given the recent duo album he made with Senegalese singer and guitarist Habib Koité. But the Jericho Road, Eric's new release out at the beginning of next month, it's really very mainstream. It's more R&B in the modern sense than rhythm and blues. So when this bonus track appears as the finale, it kind of stops you in your tracks. But it is, of course, worth hearing Koité's compatriot solo Sissoko on Kora and voice for sure. And Eric sneaking in on the harmonica at the end. This is World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy, and we have more now from our session guests live in the studio here at Broadcasting House. Chidem Aslan and her band, with several of our friends from her regular band, Shikoyuk, playing in Studio 80A here for us with songs from her album Mortisa. And this next one is about the girl from Ushak.
Başı telli duvaklı kız, uşaklı kız, uşaklı kız, duvaklı kız, artık gelin oluyorsun. Başı telli duvaklı
sen artık gelin oluyorsun. Başı telli duvaklı kız. Uşaklı kız, uşaklı kız, duvaklı kız, artık gelin olur. Başı telli duvaklı kız.
Fantastic stuff. The girl from Ushak there, the girl with lips like cherries, soon destined to be a bride. The girl in question here, though, in the studio tonight is Chidem Aslan, playing songs from her album Mortissa. And tell me about Mortissa, this this fantastic character that permeates a lot of the Rebetika songs.
Well, she's an independent woman who loves having fun, being independent, singing, dancing, drinking. Yeah, the main thing is that she loves being independent.
She's her own woman.
Yes.
and Nikos, your canon player, has joined us here at the table as well. Is it a man's music? Is it an unusual thing to have a woman leading these kind of songs? I'm seeing silent answers coming from the far side of the studio. But
to us that we know Chidem and we live with her on an everyday basis, she is indeed what the album title says. She's a Mortissa. So.
That was more
not
convenient.
Not so silent acknowledgement going on there.
That was a very successful title.
He actually didn't like it at first, but
I didn't like it because it takes time for people to realize what the actual word is, and maybe it's not so easy for people to understand. But it's actually very relevant to her, and it suits her. So, and by all means, this is not a matter of being a woman or a man to perform this kind of music. And 90% of the songs is about desperate love from a man to a woman. So, what the best way to sing about that with a female voice?
And it also comes with the style, Simirnaik style. That's it was female dominated compared to Rebetiko, which developed after the population exchange. It was more male dominated after 1930s or 40s.
And does it retain that sense of being music of the slightly left field, the exile or the underclass or the slightly racy? Does it have something that's just not quite ordinary about it?
I think it does. Like the songs or the characters of the songs, they're not ordinary. So, and they are ordinary, but they've got
they're also a bit ideal.
Ideal.
Yes, ideal in their own sense. Women are too passionate. Men are too desperate. Sometimes that's true. And so it's life. And there was a necessity for that to be depicted in that way, in the lyrics of the songs and the melodies as well. The Smirneiko song was composed at an era where people were wealthy and happy. So all they were left talking about was love. So afterwards, after the population exchanges, people were desperate. They were fighting for their survival. They didn't have proper jobs. They could barely make ends meet. So the thematic inclusions on their lyrics were more desperate. And of course, the music got slightly less rich, I would put it that way, but in another way it also lost its modal way of playing, which used to be back at Smyrna, and that's new instruments were introduced, chords started coming into the Rebetiko songs.
It's evolved into its own world.
It has evolved to something more simplistic, yet actually picturing very accurately what was the situation back then.
It sort of cuts to the chase. Well, I know, Nikos, you've got to get set up for this last song, so we'll you've got more strings than everybody else put together. how do people regard this music today? Is it something that belongs to another time, that people like yourselves are bringing back to life, or are people proud of it? Do they identify with it?
Yes, especially in Turkey, in Istanbul nowadays, rebetiko is quite popular. Like, there are lots of people, and like, as well as Turkish musicians or musicians from Turkey, Greek musicians go to Istanbul, so there are collaborations happening right now in Turkey. It's quite popular, and it's good to bring past back in this way. We are making music together, so it's nice.
Music is transcending boundaries and borders again.
Exactly. People making music together cannot be enemies.
Well, we'll let you head back over to the other side of the studio and get ready for this final song, which is the final song on the album, Martisa, and it's a big production number on the album. It's glorious, and it I don't know whether it's independent women or desperate men, but definitely love is writ large on this song.
That's right.
Well, we'll listen to Çiğdem Aslan and her band here, and incidentally, the album launch is next week, the 11th, 12th and 13th of October at the Vortex Jazz Club in Dalston. And you can also hear Çiğdem singing at the Bloomsbury Festival in Russell Square here in London, and that's on the 19th. So, our last song from the session tonight here on World on 3 with Çiğdem.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous music from turbulent times, Rebetiko and Smarneka, songs from the 20s. And briefly, Chidem, just to say, when you were finishing this album, it was amidst news of turbulent times once again in the summer in Istanbul. Did that resonate with you, and does it as you sing these songs and as you were finishing your preparations for this album, Mortisa?
Yes, it was... difficult times, and I dedicated the album to one of the people who were injured on the first day of the of this uprising, Lobna. She's recovering very quickly, and yeah, I felt very close to those people who were there because they were attacked brutally by the police. For wanting for fighting for their democratic rights, basically, peacefully. And yeah, so...
And I see there that you've dedicated the album as well as to your friend, to all the Mortisas that are around today. Chidem, thank you so much for joining us, and to all the guys in the band, guys and girls. This is World on Three here on BBC Radio 3. And, well, I promised at the top of the show some classic blues, so here we go. A new rough guide in their series on blues legends, shining the spotlight on one of the all-time greats, Blind Blake. A finger-picking legend, for sure, influencing subsequent generations. generations of players, including blind Willie McTell and Ry Cooder. Relatively little is known about blind Blake's background, maybe from Florida, maybe Georgia, but what is remembered, apart from his hard-drinking party inclinations, was this wonderful way of playing, almost making two instruments out of one, and often described as a kind of piano style of playing guitar. And this track does it in real style. West Coast Blues, the ragtime B-side to his first ever record, and the first recording, apparently, also ever to mention the word rock.
Now we go to the old country route. First thing we do, swing your part. From a knee, see sort of the right. Swing that girl over there with that blue dress on it. Bring her right on back to me. Such a funny fooling, but the sun got sweet to me. Like you made me who? Bring that girl right on again. Now, people, if you ever heard something to make you feel good, you're gonna hear something in a few minutes, but not now. Thing, boy. Now, yes, I'm gonna make you feel good. Just listen to that thing. Bring that girl right on again. Done got good to me. Good to last drop. Just like Magnum House coffee, yeah. Just boot that thing. Look, I didn't better play that thing good. With all these people listening at me, I know it's good. Yeah, it's good. I mean it's good. I'm gonna try to satisfy you if I can.
living sweet, lovely Derry, for fair London town. There is no finer harbour, all the world can be found, where the youngsters each evening go down to the shore, and the joy bells are ringing for the maid of Culmore. The first time I saw her, she passed me by, and the next time I saw her, she bid me goodbye, and the last time I saw her, he she sailed down Loch Foyle and away from Culmore. If I had the power the storms for to rise, I would make the wind blow out and I'd darken the skies. I'd make
Following on from Blind Blake was somebody who definitely would have appreciated the playing on that Rough Guide collection, Kentish musical genius Tim Eadie, a first call accompanist and duo partner for so many people in the current trad scene. But that was from his solo album, and it was an interpretation of the beautiful tribute song to the Isle of Mull and Chillán Mullach, and its Irish first cousin song, Bidmagúracht. Tim plays the Derby Folk Festival this Sunday at the Assembly Rooms. And last up there was Cambridge band The Willows and their interpretation of the traditional Irish song The Maid of Culmore, the band out on tour recently round the southern Airts and Pairts of England. And that's where I leave you for tonight. My thanks again to Chide Maslan and the band for coming into the studio for the World on Three session. Thanks as well to Andrew Smiley and Andy Fell and Michael Rossi in the studio, and to Roger Short keeping his cool in the producer's chair as ever. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3, and I'm going to leave you with a final track from American fiddler Bonnie Rideout's album of Fiddle Pibroch. Now, my grandfather, Seamus Chalum Hamish, served with the Lovett Scouts in the Second World War, where his twin passions for piping and horses served him well. He would have found himself in light company amongst the many men from the Outer Hebridean Islands of Uist who also served in the Scouts, and many of whom brought their own horses, fine, unique island stock with Spanish blood in them. This Piperach was new composed by Bonnie to commemorate an incident as the Uist men were mustering at the outbreak of war. It was a terrible, stormy day, and with so many horses with them, they were roped together to ford the crossings between the islands. Lightning struck, and several of the horses perished. Remembered here, though, in Bonnie Rideout's Lament for the Horses of Uist. Cua ich Uist. Good night. Bonnie Rideout and her Lament for the Ewest Horses from the album Scottish Fiddle Piperach, Volume 2. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Now, here's something you don't hear every day. The two Chopin piano concertos performed in concert with music for string quartet by Mendelssohn in the middle of them, and the concertos themselves performed in arrangements for piano and string quintet, so a different way of listening to them. The pianist playing a copy of an 1819 Graf piano is Kevin Kenner with the Casals Quartet. And they set off with the opening movement of Chopin's piano concerto in F minor, known as his second concerto, but it's really his first. The parts got lost on a journey from Warsaw to Paris, so the two works came to be published in reverse order.